King James translation of the Bible. And that is the NLT. Give me the King James, please. King James reads like this here. Does it want to not want to go, Mike? Okay, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. And this is what the word says. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What is making that? Is that something that I'm doing here? That's making it. Okay. Down, Angelo. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now. Everybody say now.
Now,
now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for your word. And help us to get something out of your word tonight. I want to preach a message that I've entitled, Forget the Past, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, all of it. You know, I've never heard a message preached like that. Whenever I heard a message about remember not the former things, it always had to do with all them bad things that happened to you. And that's not the entirety of the Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all. It says forget everything. Because, well, I'll tell you why I've seen people get hung up. I've had many people tell me, well, I remember a time I had in my life, it was so good. And they look back. And, boy, I wish that would happen again. Or I'm waiting and I wonder if that'll ever happen again and blah, blah, blah. And that's the part that I want to address that nobody has addressed that I've heard in my time at church. God has, how many of you had things in your life that was good in the past? I want to just make this statement and try to get you to make a change of mind during this service. God has new good things. Forget the old good things. Don't live in the past. No part of it. The good, the bad, or the ugly. Now, I took that out of Clint Eastwood's movie. And how do you do that? Well, you practice it. How do you practice that? Well, when you begin to slip off and remember something, and it puts you in that mood, and boy, that's never happened before. I wish you just stop yourself right there. How many of you know that you can control what you think? Because if you cannot control what you think, you need exorcism. You need deliverance, really. That's the fact. We're made in the image of God. And we're not made, so this here's a statement right here that you got to watch out for because you'll get in trouble. Well, I can't help who I fall in love with. Well, you better, honey, because you'll fall in love more than once, most likely. You'll fall in love over and over and over and over and over. You better stick to the ones, I'll tell you. I just decided that there was, and I'm not going to get too detailed with this, that there was girls that I would go out with, but I was looking for one that I would marry. Because the word tells me this. He, not she. He that findeth a wife. See, a man, if he wants a wife, he needs to go find one. He needs to find one. He needs with the help of God. But it doesn't say anywhere that the woman needs to go find a man. It doesn't say that. In fact, if you want to know what the Bible says about women, read Proverbs chapter 31 and become a Proverbs 31 woman. And I'm not saying that anybody is or isn't in here. I'm just saying that when I met Millie, there was nobody else like her. And I thank God for it. Remember not the former things. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you an opportunity in this service to begin a new life where, and if I'm preaching to you and this is, you're saying, you know, that's right. I do spend too much time thinking about the past, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Then you'll have an opportunity to act on that in just a few minutes here. But I'm trying to give you some things that I have seen. I have been in church since I was 19 years old. How many years ago was that? All I can tell you, it was a whole lot. It was in 1971, so I've been saved 52, going on 53 years. And does that mean I've been in goody-two-shoes for that long? Absolutely not. No, I need forgiveness, prayer regularly. But don't feel too bad about me, because I think if you might discover you might need some of that too. But moving right along, Job chapter 17 and verse 9, that's my thought. Forget the past, all of it. And I don't mean wipe it away from your memory. I say, what I mean is don't dwell on it. Well, I'll never have another good coon dog like that one. I had a good one. It got run over by a car. There'll never be another one like that. I never say that. Well, I've got one of the best dogs I've ever owned right now. Over a year ago, I began to pray. I hunt with Sherry's father, Larry Turner, and he's got a little dog named Max, and I've got a little dog named Pepper. And I thought to myself, man, I'd sure like to get some pups out of them. Now, Pepper is an older dog. She is, I think she skipped coming in the heat one season. So I just began to pray, Father, just make it where Pepper can have one more litter of pups. I'm asking you to do that for me. And you know, she got pregnant. She came into heat. And Max and her got together. And we had the most pretty pups you've ever seen. I've got one named Wiggles. And she's the cream of the crop. And she's just a good little, she's not afraid of a shotgun going off. The first time I put her in the road to road hunt, she just went off and just took right off with her mama and she road hunted. But Job chapter 17 and verse 9 says this, the righteous keep moving forward. That's all that verse I need. So just so you know, if you want to get technical, that would be Job 17:9a. That's what that would be. And then there could be as many as a B and a C in there, and even depending on how long the verses are. But look at that. The righteous keep moving forward. Now, I'm telling you, in my own life, I have seen at times I have to shake myself and move forward, go forward with some things. Not worry about how last Christmas was or how my last birthday was or the last anything. I need to go, you know what I believe? I believe that the best is yet to come in my life. I don't feel like my life is over. Now, if I die tomorrow, and you can have an open casket, just put a little sign in my hand that says, oh, well, I missed it. But I don't feel old. I don't feel broken down. I'm not as strong as I was at one time, but I'm not as weak as people say that you have to be when you're 72 years young. See, I'm not 72 years old. I'm 72 years young. How old are you now, Kayla?
Wow.
Don't you still feel great? Have the kids tried to take some of that good feeling out of you? Now, I'm going to share something with you. I don't know what you saw Sunday morning, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made the whole Christmas play as far as... Yeah. Come on, are you with me on that? Yeah. Amen. They did. Yes, yes, yes. Please. Yes, they did. Because that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. Coming to church is supposed to be fun. We can have fun with whatever we do. It's our right to enjoy life. God wants us to enjoy it. Life is called a gift. So the righteous, who is the righteous? God's children, not somebody that does everything right all the time and never makes a mistake. There is no such a person. I'm sorry. There just isn't. No, we're just all children of God. We're just all brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Now, the regular old children of God, 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that he calls us his kin. It says sons, but it means sons and daughters in the original language. The righteous keep moving forward. And all I'm asking you to do is consider if this fits you anywhere or anytime. I hope that you remember this sometime or another and say, you know what, I'm not going to think that way. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot help who you fall in love with. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't control what you think, because you'll think all kinds of things, and there'll be more bad than good most of the time. So think about it, because God's children keep moving forward. And I think that's one of the secrets of living to be 72 years old, because more times than not, I try to look forward, especially if I had some unpleasantry. Now, on a bad day, when I'm feeling sorry for myself and I'm wanting to be mad at somebody, then I don't do that. But I try to quickly get a hold of myself. I'll tell you why. Every morning, Millie and I pray and we say, Father, into your hands we commit our spirit. Same prayer that Jesus said on the cross. We trust you today. We just commit our... And you know what? If you're going to say that to God, you better mean it, and you better just have some things cleared and put aside. And how many of you believe that you can control what you think? Okay. Good. Good. The righteous keep moving forward. Now, there's a verse in Lamentations, chapter 3. It's in the Revised Standard Version, so I'll just do this verse. It says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Have you ever heard us sing that? Well, get your microphone up. Teach them other three while you're... Girls, come on, help me. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The steadfast love of the Lord. Put your microphone near your face. And if you don't know the words, just go like this. That's called lip syncing. And his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never... Have you ever sung that, Jill? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. You know what? I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. When I get up here and I got a guitar, I'm going to do something different. I'm tired of the same old thing. Aren't you? Amen, Mary in the back. Ameners. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning. Now let's remember, I'm preaching that we've got something new going on. That we're gonna do something new. It's gonna be new. It's the righteous, the children of God. They keep moving forward. They're not moving backward, and they're not just saying, "Oh geez, oh gee willikers." The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Well, praise God. Somebody praise the Lord. You can do that. Girls, don't run off until one of you gets this guitar and puts it back in that stand. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, I've just got 37. No, I've only got two more verses, I think. I've just got two more verses. Will you put up 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 in the King James translation? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, wherefore? Therefore, if any man, any woman, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passing away. That's the tense that it's really in. Not that they've passed and it's over with and the job's already done and there's no more work to do. All things are becoming new. Old things are passing away. Even the good things, even that good meal that you had. Now, I'll tell you what, if you eat a good meal, right? I like eating at the Dairy Delight. I don't know if you can say that or not, but I just said it. And I know what I like when I go there. And if I eat that, I never spend too much time thinking, well, you know, back 3 weeks ago, I had a nice meal. No, I'm going to be down there. I'm going to call a friend, take my wife. Hey, I'm going to be down there and get another one of the same thing. Same thing. And that's what I want you to do with the Lord. That's what the Lord wants you to do. The Lord has many wonderful things for each and every one of you. God doesn't have anybody in this room that he says, well, I'm just going to give you a crummy life just because I can. That's just not, you don't see not one Bible verse in the whole Bible to make you believe that that's true. I want to say that. So if anybody is a believer, I think I'm with a bunch of believers here tonight, right? You're a new creation. And as a new person, you don't have to think the same old thought. Well, I just can't help who I fall in love with. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. You better help who you fall in love with. Or you're going to be a casualty of love. Love. He is becoming a new creation. He or she, the right text here, is becoming a new creation. Old things are beginning and passing away, and all things are beginning and becoming new. And there's enough new for every day of your life. How many of you would like to have something new and exciting tomorrow? If you would, stand up for just a moment. I'm going to pray for everybody that's standing. Father, in Jesus' name, the ones that are standing say, you know what? I think I want that. I think I want a new, wonderful day tomorrow. Father, you are the creator of beautiful days. And Lord, for everyone that's standing right now, Lord, I just loose your power right now on their lives in a notable way that they can wake up tomorrow and say, geez, this is nice. This is going to be one of those days I'm going to look back on. No, I'm not going to look back on them anymore, because Jesus has plenty of them. And if you believe that, say, Father, I believe you're going to help me to have many great days and to outlive and to overcome the not so great days. Well, God bless you and say amen. Right now we are heading to our last Bible verse for tonight, and it is in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 in the King James translation of the Bible. Romans 8, 28. This is what it says. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. See, you have to do like what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, not what I want, but what you want. Now let me just ask you tonight, under the sound of my voice, if you'd say, Father, help me to live that kind of a life, that not my will, but your will be done. If you want that, stand up and I'm going to pray again. Not my will, but your will be done according to your purpose. I had a man tell me the other day, he's about 91. I said, what's the secret of living to be 91? This is what he told me. A person has to wake up in the morning and feel like they got a reason, they got a purpose for being alive. They got a purpose. And I'm going to look each and every one of you in your eyes, and I just want to say this to you, all of you. You have a purpose. You have a good purpose. God loves from the youngest to the oldest. You have a purpose in life. What do you want to do with your life different, Jeremy? Yeah.
I want to be able to provide for my family.
I love that. Come here, son. I want to say something to everybody. This is one of my God children right here. Give me a hug. Don't act like I stink. And if I do, don't tell me that I do. Father, in Jesus' name, these hands right here, as many as you call to help me pray for Jeremy, I want you to come right now. The rest of you can sit down. If you want to help me, girls, I want you to come help me to pray for Jeremy. Yeah, help me pray for him. Help me pray for him, Father, in Jesus' name. Jeremy, look at me. There's been several times in our lives that I've helped you with some things, work some things out. All I'm going to do is pray for you, because you did it yourself. You know what? I was hoping that you would say that. I wasn't going to say it for you. I was hoping that you're going to say that. See, I don't believe there's anything so wrong with you that you can't do that. You can do that. I believe that your wife would kind of like that if you would help. So, girls, got a microphone, each one of you. Sophie, would you please pray? Blue microphone, fellas in the sound booth. And lower that music, please.
Jesus, I just pray that you help Jeremy with his everything, Lord God, and I pray that you just help him to be able to help his family, Lord God, and I pray that you give him and that you lead him in the right steps, Lord God. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Do you have your microphone with you? Get a microphone. Pray for him.
Lord, I thank you for Jeremy. Lord, I thank you for his family. God, I just ask right now that you open doors that need to be opened, and Lord, that you close doors that need to be closed. God, I ask that you begin to work on Jeremy's mind, Lord, and lead him in the right way. God, show him what jobs to apply for and what jobs to take. God, we know that you can help him provide, and we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something, Jeremy. I believe you're going to have opportunities 2024, and that if you want to, and if you try to, you're going to say, Brother Angelo, I've got a testimony. You prayed for me, and I just got a job. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Does anybody else have anything they want to say to him? I wish you would. One of you girls, please take a microphone back there to Mary Baker. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I don't remember which preacher it was, but one of them came here, and I didn't have a job. And he told me that God was going to, and I can't remember the word he said now. It was just in my brain. He was going to create me a job, and he created me a job. My boss created the hours and fixed a job for me, but that little preacher said it first. And he could create a job for Jeremy, too. There's something out there that he can do perfectly, and God's going to create that job in the name of Jesus, and he's going to make good money doing it.
I believe that with all my heart. If you believe it, just give the Lord a clap offer. All right, all right, all right. All right, all right. And I want to ask Sherry Buckner. Turner. A small mistake. I don't want to say too much, but I like you better. That's a good kid there. Hey, Kim, Burr, I want you to give this microphone to Sherry Turner. She's going to say something to Jeremy. You know.
Just keep an open mind, Jeremy. You keep the want to, and keep an open mind and keep your prayer life going, and you'll find that job. You and Stacy both. I mean, just keep a positive outlook, and it'll happen. It'll happen. It will. But just pray about it every day, and so does a lot of other people here in this town.
That's right.
That's what I said. But it has to start with you. It has to start with you, and it has to, you know, there's a lot of people in your shoes, but it'll work out. It'll work out. Go to every place here in this town, just every place, and just apply and pray before you go and pray after you leave. Something will come up. Something will come up.
Kimber, take this microphone. Give it to Pastor Kelly. And Pastor Kelly, would you pray for Jeremy? He's real close.
I sure will. You know, sometimes, Jeremy, you just have to ask people to give you a chance. You know. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every open door that you have for Jeremy. And God, I ask that you would create and allow circumstances. Lord, I thank you for those divine appointments that you are creating for him right now, even as we speak. And I ask that you would put him in the right place at the right time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Dad, can I?
Yes, please do.
You know, when I walked in the door today, and I could just be totally off, but I don't think so. When I walked in tonight, I just felt like a spirit of dread. And I don't know if anybody in here is just, there's just something you feel like it's looming over you, and you're just in dread. But I believe that God wants you to walk out of here with that dread lifted off of you. And I believe we can put that to prayer tonight, because, you know, the devil works in dread. He'll get you to dreading something, then he'll get you in fear about something, then he'll get you just all sorts of twisted. But God doesn't want you to dread anything. He's given you everything that you need. But I believe that we need to pray about that.
I would like you, if that, I believe that was of the Lord. And if that's you, what I want you to do is come up here. And we're going to give you a dread-free. Look at that, Kel. Look at all that people that are agreeing with that. I'm going to give you one, then I'm going to anoint it. So just don't run off, anybody. Just dread. Well, I still remember that one time. Boy, when you hit one as good as that one with you, and you were just wanting a baby. All she wanted was a baby. That's all she wanted. You know, I think Kelly was like that. Casey went through that. You know, the devil attacks people. And I gave her one of these anointing cloths, everybody. And I put three little babies on there, three of them. Not two or four. And I'll be dadgum if she didn't have three little babies. And the other day she came up to me and said, Brother Angela, I wish I only had one or two of them. No, she didn't do that. I'm just teasing. But let me give everybody one of these that wants one. This is a one cloth service. Smart out. Okay. Now we're gonna go over here. I'm gonna give you one. You believed. You know what you're gonna do with it? Don't tell me. Just as long as you know what you're gonna do with that. You got a purpose for that, don't you? I rebuke fear off of you. I rebuke it off of you. Fear and not thinking that you're good enough and thinking that you're everybody's target, people want to bully. That's not what you're for. Give me your hand. Look at me in the eye. God's got good things for you, not leftovers, good things. You believe that?